You, me, Gary, Brad. We'll be teeing off at... Well, I like Gary.
Dr. Dantor, I'm kind of in a bit of...
We'll be teeing off at 7:30, and if you're not there because of Gary, well, come on, you know? I gotta go. Am I missing something? Why did Dr. Cho order a head x-ray when the man was bitten on the hand?
The patient was in a bar fight. He was communicative when he was admitted at 6 o'clock. That's 6 o'clock a.m. This morning, that's when I started my shift.
Well, where's the patient now? I'd like to see him.
They moved him. I'm sure one of the night nurses can tell.
Page me when you find him.
Sure. I'll do that. Security to admit it. Hey, Cora, can you do me a favor and locate a patient for me?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Edward Solomon?
Yeah. Aren't you off?
An hour ago.
Here he is. They had him backwards. Solomon Edward, he's upstairs in ICU.
From a bite?
I don't know what from. Toxicology is going to work him up in the morning.
Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Can you do me a favor? Can you page Dr. Dandor and let him know?
Sure.
Thanks.
You talk to Lewis about Sunday?
I will. Night, Cora.
Night.
Dr.
Johnson. Dr. Johnson.
Let's go. It's starting early.
Great.
Let's go.
Confirmed it is not an isolated.
Hey, Vivian.
You know, look, I can go backwards.
Oh, I think. Hey, that's amazing. Maybe tomorrow after work I'll do a few backward laps around the block with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Careful now, I gotta pull in. Say hey to your mom for me, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, you. You're late. You missed it. You just cut the mailman loose.
No, Richie? Yeah. The chubby one? Oh, my God. He had such a sweet voice. I can't believe that. How'd it go today?
Not bad. You?
Good. I'm trading shifts with Cora, so if I take Sunday, I can have a 3-day weekend at the end of the month.
Sunday.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Cora's got this new guy she doesn't want me to know about.
Really? Well, lucky her. I thought maybe you'd gone out with the girls or something.
Well, I missed date night.
Horsepower, turbocharged, all...
Please stay tuned to this special news bulletin. We will return to our regularly scheduled programming immediately following this report.
Vivian's here. Vivian, honey, sweetie, are you okay?
Thank you.
Jesus, just tell me what's going on.
I told you to get back.
Unrest is still being reported in the area of the River Walk. Please avoid traveling. There are unconfirmed reports that several military personnel have fallen ill and that some military bases are no longer occupied at St. Peter. The following locations are still listed as not being prepared for the haven left.
Is it a virus?
We don't know.
How does it spread? Is it airborne?
Airborne is a possibility. We don't know.
Is this an international health hazard or a military concern?
Both.
Are these people alive or dead?
Hold it down!
We don't know.
Is that true?
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's bowl when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels sing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying.
It's an unconscious
voice.
Some are born
and some are crying.
No one has to
press. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs.
Right there.
U.S.
God, they're here.
And I looked and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was Death.
and hell followed with him.
Say something.
Please. Come on, put the gun down.
Thought you wanted him.
You do not want to go that way.
What's that way?
Officer, sir. You do not want to go that way.
What's that way?
It's pretty bad.
What about Fort Pastor?
Maybe if you had wings, the rope stick with those motherfuckers that way.
How do you know?
We just tried. Come on.
Back when there was 8 of us. We're going to the mall.
to make sure this place is safe. I'm going to see if the door's over this way I locked.
All right, we'll check down there.
Maybe, officer, you could go down that direction, check for... All right, okay. Maybe it's better you stay here with a gun. Andre and I'll check around.
All right, baby, I'll be right back. No, no, just stay right here, okay? Stay right here.
Find someplace else.
Look, we just need a place.
Maybe you didn't hear me.
There is no place else.
Well, it's tough shit, because this is our place and you can't stay here.
Yeah, and you already trashed Metropolis.
Look, dumbass, my wife is pregnant. We can't run anymore.
Those things are down there.
Well, these are all your problems, not mine.
If I put my foot up your ass, would that be your problem?
Hey, asshole. I'm the one pointing the gun at you.
He's a cop, CJ.
So what?
We're not going to cause any trouble. Just let us stay here for a little while. Please.
Okay. Come out of there slowly and give your weapons to Bart and Terry.
Don't do it. You must be out of your fucking mind.
You can take your ass on over to Quality Inn if it's still there, Shaq.
Huh? Want to do that? Let's go.
Hey, don't give him that gun. Fuck.
Smart move. Let's go, guys. Come on. Get your own little TV. Come on. Let's go.
Excuse me. Please, is there a restroom?
No. You're staying here.
So then why don't you tell us what spot in here you'd like us to take a piss?
All right. It's around the corner that way. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where do you think you're going?
She's not going anywhere alone.
She's not going anywhere. This is a fucking nursery school. Terry, go with him.
Hi, I'm Bill Vibert with 23B Cable News. I'm at one of the collection depots waiting an interview with Sheriff Kay Hill.
What? What?
I understand you're having a difficult time killing these things, Sheriff.
Just shoot them in the head. They seem to go down permanently when you shoot them in the head. Then you gotta burn them. You gotta burn... Danny! Put another round in that woman over there. Look! She's a twitcher.
Twitcher. Now that is one cool motherfucker.
Bleeding's not going to stop on its own. I need to stitch his arm.
You a fucking doctor?
No, I'm a fucking nurse.
I know some of these people that were putting down...
First aid kits in the security office.
What are you going to do? It's got to be done.
Huh? What'd I tell you, boy?
Get those bodies off the truck! Everybody
will
stay here!
America always sorts this shit out.
Lucky, they could have bitten it off.
Yes, I believe you're referring to a report that came in this morning. But that report was completely...
Tell the people out there watching TV that don't know what to do.
What I would suggest is that you come to Fort Pastor, and if you can't make it here, we have multiple search and rescue teams out there, and they will find you.
My brother's there. He's waiting for me.
What's the plan?
Plan is you drink a nice tall glass and shut the fuck up.
Okay, that's one idea. But what about locking this place down? Because sooner or later they're going to get in here.
That's good. Like, I hadn't thought of that.
Okay, no doubt. You probably already thought about putting a sign up on the roof. Because, you know, there's still planes in the air. Might be good. Let them know we're alive.
Can you get some paint from Case Hardware? I need some office doors bored at weak spots.
That's a solid plan. CJ, is it?
Yeah.
All right, CJ.
All right, everybody, listen up. I'm going to give everybody a job to do, and I expect you to do all of it. I don't want to see any half-assing. You know what? Why don't you start off by cleaning up that mess you made in Metropolis? Hey, CJ, look. Carrie, take a look at Ben Cozine. Hey, Ben. Ben.
Look at him.
Look, he's a twitcher. TV says you gotta shoot him in the head.
TV said a lot of things aren't true.
Fuck the fucker. I told him not to go downstairs.
Work.
Hey, look over there. There's someone on the roof.
Yeah, his name's Andy. He's alone.
He may as well be on the moon.
Poor guy. What's he pointing at?
Helicopter.
Hey, it's coming.
Anybody sneaking around and stealing shit. Brenda? Sweet dreams.
Those assholes are gonna get us killed. We have to do something.
I'm not doing anything to create problems for Luda and me. The helicopter's coming back soon.
I hope so.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Means it might come and it might not. We don't know.
What do you mean it not come back? You said it was coming back. We have to get to hospital.
Hey, baby, listen. Don't worry, okay? This guy, he doesn't know shit. All right? It's coming back.
Hey, my man, you know,
I hear you talking a lot. You know, you're always saying something. Who the fuck are you that we should listen, huh? What are you, like, in a special ops? You in the Marines? What the fuck do you do?
I sell televisions at Best Buy.
Wow. Hey, officer, how you like following a guy that sells TVs?
About as much as I like following a guy who steals them. I'm not following anyone. I'm going to Fort Pastor to get my brother.
They seem to need to feed on warm flesh. Some basic skills remain. They don't seem to have much, if any, reasoning power.
And how does this spread?
These are so full of shit. Been saying the same
damn
thing all day.
Gets up.
Tell me something I don't know, asshole!
I've just been informed that we are going off the air.
Want to hear something that really sucks?
And switching over to the emergency broadcasting system.
You guys know that. That chick. That Dairy Queen.
I don't know when we'll be back on the air.
Fat one?
Yeah.
Until then, I... John, just a...
She was coming over tonight? I would have tapped that shit for sure.
Bart. Dude, everybody's dead, okay? Your mom's dead. Your brother's dead. That
well,
fat chick at Dairy Queen.
To say what a pleasure it's been.
Dead.
Report the news to you these past 26 years. God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
That sucks, too.
Hell is overflowing. And Satan is sending his dead to us. Why? Because you have sex out of wedlock. You kill unborn children. You have men-on-man relations. Same-sex marriage. How do you think your God will judge you? Well, friends, now we know. When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Dumbass.
Hmm?
It's the timer. It's 8 o'clock.
Terry.
Go shut him off.
It's Bart's turn.
You're the trainee, man. Shit rolls downhill.
If somebody's working hollowed grounds. How hard is it to make a cup of coffee? I wanted a soy mocha latte with foam.
Faggot.
What are you doing?
What's the news?
Bad.
Hey!
What?
The bathroom in here is fake. It doesn't work.
I'll tell CJ.
I'm telling you.
Now you're the type of cat that goes to church and all that kind of shit, right?
Yeah, I do all that kind of shit.
So what you think?
Hmm? What is this? Is this the end of times? Because if it is, I'm telling you, I'm fucked. No, I'm serious. I've done some bad things in my life, man.
Oh, I get it. You saw hell yesterday. Now you scared of going to hell for all the bad things you've done. I tell you what. Go in the stall, say five Hail Marys, wipe your ass, and you and God can call it even.
You think I feel like I deserve to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't. And I'm cool with that. But you see, that's not it. Because I feel like I'm here for another reason. I feel like I'm here to bring that baby on this earth and give it everything that I never had. I just want the opportunity to change things.
What are we going to do about that truck?
We're not going to do anything about that truck.
There's people in it.
Yeah? And how do you know they're not all fucked up like everybody else out there?
Well, for one thing, they're driving a truck. Oh, and shooting guns.
If we start letting people in here, we're going to let the wrong ones in, and then I'm dead. And you know what? I don't want to die.
Who are the wrong ones?
Nobody here is sick, and I intend on keeping it that way.
Look, I just think we should...
I did not ask for your opinion, lady! Now, if you want to argue with me, you can argue with this.
Hey, take it easy.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Get the gun out of my face.
You can't just turn them away, CJ. You'll kill them.
Tough shit. Self-defense.
I'm not killing anybody.
You know what? I'll kill you.
No. Stop it, CJ. Don't do this.
Shut up! I'll kill each and every one of you to stay alive. You hear me?
I said get the fucking gun out of my face!
Ooh. You got quite a mouth on you.
Somebody should show her how to use it.
Is there a holding cell in there?
Yeah. Back in the security room.
That's real good, man.
You're gonna get us all killed, dumbass. Fucking traitor.
Stop me.
Hey, I hope you got a good plan. I'm not going back out there. That's not part of the plan.
Change your plan. I'm going to open the door.
No.
Okay. One. Two.
Don't do it, man.
Three.
Come on, man.
Thanks.
Shoot him in the head! I don't see anybody!
Get back inside! You're fine! Get back inside!
Here you go!
Six more people inside the truck! I'm in! Thank God, I couldn't stay in that fucking truck anymore.
All right, anybody who's injured, let's get you into Metropolis. Right away, I'll come take a look at you. Come take a look at you. Can you help me? So, what's your name? Sorry.
Glenn. Yeah, sure. Just give me a second to collect myself, okay? Thanks.
Okay. If you want to just go wait for me in there, I'll take a look at your leg.
Give me a
moment. Yeah, I'll hold this. We're just going right there.
Oh, my
arm. All right, it's okay, man. All right.
Rusty, we got plenty of food and water. Help should be along soon.
Help? Did you hear that from the same jackass who told us to go to St. Verbena?
Church downtown?
Yeah. It's the first place I went. Some dipshit on the radio said it was safe there. He was wrong.
Is that where you picked him up?
Well, I get this call on the CB from that guy Glenn saying all these folks are in the chapel.
He's a priest?
No, he plays the organ. I was in the neighborhood, so I picked them up.
Well done.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm sorry. Excuse me. When you two fellas are done blowing each other,
maybe Davy Crockett can tell us the deal here.
Well, we haven't heard much since the TVs went
down
last night.
Whose rig is that?
It's mine.
You mind if I borrow it?
I'm not using it, officer.
Keys?
They're in the cab.
Truck's not going to make it to Fort Pastor.
No, forget the truck. That place is fucked, man. Bloodbath City.
How do you know?
We just came from there.
Is everyone there dead?
Dead-ish.
Is everyone there dead?
Yeah, in the sense that they all sort of fell down and then...
Go look for himself.
You're not gonna make it.
Got up and...
I'll get as far as I can.
Right now it's about 1 foot out that
started
door.
Started eating each other.
I'll take my chances.
Don't be an idiot. Please, there's people here right now who could use your help.
Fuck y'all.
It's nice to see that you've all bonded through this disaster.
Need anything?
No, we're fine. Don't worry about us.
He's got a bite on his hand. She's cold.
That's good, right?
I don't know. It's weird. I've never seen an infection this bad that didn't come with a fever.
That guy's arm looks pretty bad over there. You should probably check it out.
Stay with her for a minute. Here, let me take a look at that.
I'm fine, really. They don't hurt much at all. Tucker could use you more than I could. His ankle's got pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm just going to clean it up a bit.
You okay? Man, can I get you something? Like a glass of water? Anna? Anna, come here.
Anyone know her name?
Bag without a name?
Guys, do you want to move into the other room?
Holy shit!
I think it's the bites. Frank said she was walking on her own when she got in the truck 5 hours ago. Bites killed her. Bites brought her back.
How do you know?
I watched it happen. I felt her pulse. She was gone. Then yesterday I saw the same thing happen to somebody else. I think that's why it spread so fast.
All right. So who else in the group is bitten?
Frank, for sure.
What about the one with the foot?
Tucker? He says no, he fell.
So it's Frank. Tall guy, right?
Right. So we have to quarantine him right away.
Where exactly do we do that?
I don't know. There must be some place to keep him in here.
Then what?
I don't know, but...
It's too dangerous to keep him around here.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about killing him?
Would you rather we waited for him to die and then he tries to kill us?
Yes, no, you can't kill him.
Anna.
He's got a daughter.
I'm sorry. I don't think there's any other choice.
He's right.
Michael, you can't do this. What if I'm wrong?
You've seen it happen before.
Frank, Michael's coming to shoot you.
What were you talking about?
You're infected. You're going to become one of them.
Is this true? Are you here to kill him?
You've been bitten. It's only a matter of time.
No! 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 Leave my dad alone.
Go away. You can't do this.
You have to understand that she's lost everyone. Her mother, your two brothers. How well she's got.
Well, Michael, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, kill him. Hey, kill Tucker, too.
Wait a minute. I was never bit.
We can't be sure. Do it, Michael.
Are you sure it's the bite?
No.
She's sure. I'm sorry.
So where to start and heal?
Andre, I can't have baby here.
Why not? People have been having babies for millions of years, all on their own. No hospitals.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving.
I felt. So now we got to come up with a name for this baby.
I want a Russian name.
Well, don't start that again. African name.
Please.
Come here, give me a hug.
Yeah.
Open the door.
Shut up.
Come on, man. Don't tell me to shut up. Just come open the door. God, you got this job. Come on.
I'm glad you didn't do it.
Sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Oh.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow to me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't give a shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking
woman.
Get down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready.
Okay, okay, here's a good one. Top 10 ingredients to a successful relationship. Right, I'm going to skip to the top three. Number three, he listens to me. Number two, he tells me he loves me. And number one, it's trust. Number one's trust.
Holy shit. You got him. So, what do we have next? Yeah. Burt Reynolds. Tell him to get Burt Reynolds.
Man, he's good. He doesn't even look like him.
Rosie O'Donnell. Tell him to get Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. Nah, too easy. Give him something hard.
You guys had really rough childhoods, didn't you? A little bit rocky.
Hey, sweetheart, let me tell you something. You have my permission. I ever turn into one of those things, do me a favor, blow my fucking head off.
Oh, yeah, you can count on that.
I guess the first time I knew I was gay, I was 13. This guy, Todd, he was building a deck in our backyard.
Okay. Just please stop.
I remember he had the most astonishing blue eyes.
Oh, my God. I'm in hell.
Hey, Andre, how's Luda doing?
She's fine. Hey, where's that lemon stuff?
It's all gone. Steve likes to put it in his booze. Try the vanilla stuff.
Fine.
I'd like to drop by and check on her and just see how she's doing.
No, thanks. She's fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's okay, hon. We understand. Thanks.
Before that, I worked in a stationery store, and I drove a snowplow, fixed copiers.
God, it's such a shame that this whole end-of-the-world thing is holding you back.
Yeah. Okay, worst job.
I know which job I was the worst at. Just being a husband.
That's not a job.
It sure is.
You guys just haven't met the right girl.
Yeah, I tried it 3 times, and I got pink slips every time.
What were you best at?
Being a dad. I think I was best at that.
Everybody calm down.
Are they inside?
Here, does this place have generators?
Parking level 3. We keep them in a pen near the parking shuttles. Have fun.
Hey, wait a minute. You're coming too.
No, I'm not. I said I'd tell you where the generators are. I never said I'd show you.
Did you think I was going to just leave you two up here? You come with me or you go back in that cell.
All right. I ain't going anywhere without a gun.
You're not getting a gun.
Trust. Primary ingredient in any relationship.
How about him, cowboy?
Asshole. Bart, get the chains.
Roll.
You coming with us?
Nah, you coming with me.
done this before. Know how to use that? This one's a dangerous end, right? Now it is.
Was that?
I just saw something.
I didn't see shit, Bart. Shut the fuck up. Oh shit. Here it comes.
Dog.
Come here, at least you know nothing's down here. It would have eaten it.
See? Told you I saw something.
What's wrong, boy?
Something wrong. That dog's just fucked up.
Come on!
I haven't seen her in a while.
I'll go.
You sure?
Yeah. Take them some candles.
Okay. Let me know if they need anything.
Okay. Smoke all the way.
See ya.
It's a girl.
Get away from her.
Hey, wait. Just wait. She died of the gunshot. She wasn't bitten.
She's gonna wake up, though, right?
No. No, if she was one of them, she'd be up by now.
Somebody should say something.
Yeah.
Clem?
No.
You worked in the church?
I played the organ.
Come on, man. You must have heard the priest say something about life and death.
It was a job. I don't believe in God. I don't see how anyone could.
Somebody should say something.
Nothing to say.
been to a lot of funerals. Folded the flag and given it to a lot of wives and fathers and kids. And I told them how sorry I was. But that's not what I was really feeling. In the back of my mind, I was always saying, better them than me. But I don't believe that now. Because now I realize that there are some things worse than death. And one of them is sitting here waiting to die.
I don't want to die here.
I saw a couple of buses in the garage. We could fix them up. We could reinforce them. And then get as far from here as possible.
And then what?
Oh, I have an idea. While we're at it, why don't we swing by the marina and hop in my boat and take it for a pleasure cruise, you jackasses?
Wait a minute. That's a good idea. There's islands out in those lakes. There's not a lot of people on them.
I was kidding.
How far is the marina?
Oh, my God. You're serious?
I think it's a damn good idea. How about the rest of you? Kenneth?
Yeah, it's a good idea. We have to pick up Andy. He's part of the group.
Excuse me. Not to shit on anyone's riff here, but let me just see if I grasp this concept, okay? You're suggesting that we take some fucking parking shuttles and reinforce them with some aluminum siding and then just head on over to the gun store where we watch our good friend Andy play some cowboy movie jump on the covered wagon bullshit. Then, we're going to drive across the ruined city through a welcome committee of a few hundred thousand dead cannibals all so that we can sail off into the sunset on this fucking asshole's boat and head for some island that for all we know doesn't even exist?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
Of these shotgun shells, 26 of those pussy 9mm, and 16 of those 357 magnums.
Yeah, well, it's still not very much, so hopefully we'll get to the dock and there won't be too many of them. Well, it's nice to see you busting your ass today.
Oh, that's sarcasm. That is awesome. Yeah, you know, I would love to help, but my captain never works alongside his men. You guys, have a good one.
What a total dick.
Guys, where'd Chips go?
Chips?
Where'd you go, Chips? I can't find him. Chips, come here. Come on, Chips.
Come on, Chips.
Chips, come on, boy. Where'd you go, honey? Come on, boy. Oh, there you are. Don't look at me again, okay? Ever, ever. For a meeting.
Come in here first. I want you to see this. So those things are on the side of the bus. This will get them off.
cool, huh?
Wow. That might be the most romantic thing anyone's ever shown me.
I'm trying here.
It's not just about him starving, Steve. If we go to pick him up and he doesn't have his strength, then we're going to be carrying him.
She's right. He's a hell of a shot, too. We're going to need him.
Tucker, I'm not saying we don't need him.
Look, there's no point in arguing about this. All right, we need a solution. We need to get some food over there.
Okay,
right?
No, I have an idea. We draw straws and the loser runs across the lot with a ham sandwich.
Could you be a bigger crack?
I think so, but you know what? That's irrelevant. My question to you is...
We have right your plan.
We've got to get over there anyway.
Shut up!
All right?
I have an idea.
Stop, it's hurting him. No, it's not safe.
Nicole, they're not interested in him, I promise.
Look at me, they want us, okay? Chips is going to be fine.
See? Look, he's walking right by them. They're not even paying attention to him.
The walkies are bad, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. There he is. Good boy. Good boy, Chip. Okay, he's there. He's in.
Give me those.
What?
No.
What?
No. Oh, they got him. They got him.
Something on the radio. Andy. Andy, do you copy? Andy, can you hear me? Andy?
Can you hear me? Hello? This is working. I'm dinged up pretty bad, but I think I'm going to be okay.
Where you hurt, Andy?
Damn, those bastards bite hard. I just have to stop the bleeding. It's really going. Easy, boy, easy. Is this Ken? Is that you, man?
Yeah, it's me, brother.
Hey, man, good to hear your voice. I guess we're going to meet up close pretty soon, huh? Oh, shit, hang on. Jesus, he got me good.
Now, you just hang in there. You got the food, right?
Yeah.
Do we tell him?
Hey, this dog got a name.
See Nicole? It's Nicole?
What the hell's that?
Oh my God, it's Nicole!
It's going after the fucking dog.
She made it. She's in.
Hi. I got him. He's okay.
Nicole? How's Andy looking?
I don't know. There's a lot of blood in here. It's everywhere. There's blood everywhere.
Wait a minute. I see him. He's on the roof. He's writing something.
What's it say?
Tell her to get out.
Guys!
What's wrong?
Nicole, baby, how's the truck?
I'm not going back out there. Just be quiet.
Tell her to get the hell out now.
Honey, listen to me. You need to find a place to hide. Can you do that?
What do you mean? What's going on?
Nicole?
Oh, here's Andy. Oh, my.
No! Tell her to get out!
Nicole, listen to me.
I'm in a closet. But he's outside. He's trying to get...
Nicole.
I need to do something. Now.
Tucker, listen. When we come
come back through here. We may have company. You need to stay here. Make sure that fire door stays open.
Whoa, wait. I'm sorry. Why does he stay here while I go on the suicide mission to rescue Terry's already dead girlfriend?
Fuck you, man.
We don't know that.
You know what, asshole? Either way, we gotta get over there and get the guns to get out of this parking lot, all right?
Okay.
Let him stay.
Yeah.
Steve, don't fuck this up.
Yeah, totally.
I'd say we're pretty much in the line, yeah.
Sorry, brother.
Nicole, you in there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Get as much ammo as you can. You got a plan?
You? How about a barbecue?
If he
Marcus.
Steve, come on!
Steve,
open the door! Open the door!
Steve!
Somebody!
Fucking kill him!
Kenneth, are you there? Kenneth?
Took off.
What?
Go! Run! Steve!
I got him.
Damn.
Thank you.
can't go.
What?
Downtown when I jumped on this.
Oh, no, Michael. No.
I have to stay here.
Wait, you can't. Not you, please.
Sorry, Anna.
I can help you.
No, you can't.
You can help them. Stay on the boat.
I can help you.
It's okay. It's going to be all right.
No.
It will.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah. I think I'll just stay here a while. Enjoy the sunrise.
Steve's camera.
Damn camera out of my face.